Howdy, folks. I'm back with you once again. Welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. Hope you guys are having an unbelievably awesome day today. Hope you're having a terrific, hopefully warmer Monday. I know a lot of places across the country are getting pretty cold right now. I was looking at some articles up here earlier, and it's talking about a lot of places are out of power. A lot of snow is coming down in certain areas. So hope everybody's staying warm and safe. Down here in Florida, it's still hot, but apparently it's going to get really, really cold tonight. I was over the weekend, I was at the Rolex Daytona 24, the endurance race, and took my son out there, Hunter. We had a blast. Good race. First corner, first lap, the Porsche GT3 RS eats it with somebody else, goes in the wall. And so they had a – that was – it was like first corner, first lap. That was rough on it. So anyways, you guys got me today for a whole bunch of health articles and a whole bunch of news updates. I'm going to be bringing to you fast pace. So make sure you got your race seats in. Make sure you got your harnesses on, because Ted had tied up with some other things he had to do this morning. So I'll be bringing you guys the latest world news and health research today as well. And be sure check out the product of the week, the vitamin C. Excellent C formula on sale. You know it. It's one of the best formulas we have. We got multiple different vitamin C's, this one being one of the main ones we have. And it's one of the products that I highly recommend you always keep in the cabinet on a regular basis, because it's a product that you vary your dosage on, in my opinion. You know, a lot of times when it's just normal, you're healthy, you're strong, you need a couple grams of vitamin C a day, you can get away with probably 1,000 milligrams, you know, as far as maintaining good overall health. I mean, obviously, taking more is better in most cases, especially if you're stacking it with collagen, you want the most effective results. But with this product on here, if you guys have looked at it before, it's 750 milligrams per capsule of vitamin C, high potency formula, really easy on the stomach for the most part, promotes healthy skin, joints, and overall wellness. And then when it starts getting really cold like this, that's when I really recommend everybody start pumping up the dosage on it, especially with a lot of people getting sick outside on a regular basis, getting cold because of what's going on with the weather. Make sure you're staying stocked up on that. And also, too, be sure to check out the best sellers here at healthmasters.com. We have all different formulas and products. There's some of the top ones, the D3, the magnesium brain food, the ultimate multiple. Obviously, the magnesium brain food is getting some reviews boosted up there. And again, thank you for those, my listeners, my customers, my Health Masters family. I asked you guys a few weeks ago if you could start leaving some reviews on your favorite products. This really keeps me updated on the results people are getting, because I love reading through them. And it also allows everyone else to get ideas on what to expect with the product, different results, because everybody responds differently. And this kind of gives you a general basis of it. So be sure to check these out at the best sellers page. And if you guys need anything with the podcast, you know where to get a hold of it. HealthMastersBrowersShow.com, right here on the front page. Click on the podcast. Look at all the different articles or different shows that we have. AI Depression Link, Medical Greed Conflict, Netflix Mind Control Grows. All these different shows we do for y'all every day. And we don't even have a subscription on this thing, man. I put these shows out here a lot of work every day. So does Ted, to try to bring you guys the highest quality news and supplements. And we're doing the best we can to bring it to you guys. So make sure you're staying updated on it. Also, if you want to get the updates with the emails, sign up, name, email address, click on the Brower Show and Health Master. I'd recommend getting on both of those lists and subscribe and get those today at Team Health Masters and right into your email. Now, going to one of the first articles I saw here, and I want to cover this, and it was talking about the winter surge and the flights that are canceled, which a lot of people know that, so I'm not going to sit here and lament when everybody can already look out the window and figure out what's happening right now. But there was another article that was going into detail about this rhetoric that's starting to expand with everything that's going on in Minneapolis. So now, you know, everybody's been hearing all these stories about what's happening up there, so I'm not going to sit here and basically repeat the same things that are happening. But what's going on now after this, because I saw this whole thing with this guy that got shot over the weekend, basically concealed carrying a firearm. They detained him. Allegedly, he drew the firearm. Allegedly, they shot him. I don't know the whole situation that keeps occurring with these up here. I do know this, is that it's very easy on both sides, and I'll say this because I'm looking at it from an unbiased standpoint, it's very easy on both sides to twist a narrative in order to get your desired results. You know, we have the certain topics of how ICE is basically anything they do. And I'll admit this, it's like anything that happens with them, they're never in the wrong. every single thing that occurs is justified. Any behavior they exhibit is justified. And I don't necessarily agree with that, not from a law enforcement standpoint. I don't. I think a lot of times individuals make mistakes in law enforcement and accountability needs to be held. Obviously, you have to look at every single fact. You have to look at every evidence piece and then come to a basically reasonable, you know, basis on it. However, what it seemed to occur now with ICE is that you've got these individuals that are in these areas of power now as federal agents, and they've pretty much been told there is not really any accountability. Nobody's being suspended at any point in time. Nobody's being reprimanded. Everything they do is pretty much, you know, weapons free. Do whatever you want. This happens. If anybody says anything, you get to pepper spray them, beat them, shoot them, whatever's going on. And again, I'm being a little bit more, you know, sarcastic with that. But then you have this other side. We've got the mayor of Minneapolis talking about going out and fighting back and telling them to get the F out of their town and instigating. And pretty much the videos that I've seen now is you got a lot of these useful idiots that truly think they're fighting against the next Gestapo or brown shirts, the Nazis. I've heard that comment now 50 times because, of course, that's always what they have to bring up. And now, so these people are coming out there. A lot of them are paid provocateurs. And then you have some of them, they're just useful idiots and have nothing else to do. And so they're actually getting out there and thinking they're doing something noble. They really do. They really think they're out there doing something noble and they're doing something for the best cause of America and for the local citizens. And you got to think about it for a second, because if you're really brainwashed, if you really do believe in communism, if you really do believe in this aspect that there are no borders in a country, that anybody can do anything they want, that everybody's a free-for-all, there are no rules or any type of rule of law, and you're trying to stop this happening, you truly think you're justified. So both sides have their bone to pick in it. And the thing about this is, as I've said, a lot of this, in my opinion, is being used as more theater to try to keep people continually distracted about what's going on and not look at what's actually happening. Over the weekend, and see if I can pull it up here in a second, because I had an article that I was covering on it. Let's see if I have it. I think I have it on my phone. And it was going over the vehicle kill switch that nobody has really discussed whatsoever now. And it's interesting on this because here it is. Let me see. It is. Okay, so the Biden. So if you guys saw this. The Biden administration basically came in and they put Infrastructure Investment Jobs Act, and it compelled the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration to get a rule requiring new cars to come equipped with the ability to detect drunk driving. The bill required advanced drunk and impairment driving prevention technology in new cars by 2024. The technology would passively and accurately monitor a blood level and its concentration. I'm going to clarify this. I'm going to quote this. The technology would, quote, passively and accurately monitor driver performance to detect impairment and passively and accurately measure blood alcohol concentration and prevent or limit vehicle operation if impairment is detected. That's deeply disturbing. What they came out about was, this was back in 2023, if I'm not mistaken, 24. They came out with prototype systems that they were testing in vehicles. They were going to have essentially monitors in the air that could pick up on alcohol. They're going to have multiple cameras inside the vehicle facing you, which they already do in a lot of EVs. They already monitor you all the time. These were going to do it, basically monitor your behavior, your body language, your eye movement, all these different things. And at any point in time, if it deemed that you were somehow impaired, it was going to shut the vehicle off. Well, 57 House Republicans sided with Democrats Thursday in a vote to keep the Biden air kill switch rule in place and fund it. So what happened was, this topic came up and they said, we need more money. This $1.2 trillion bill, again, more money they were printing to devalue the dollar. They said, we don't want, a lot of Republicans said, we don't want this bill in here. We're not going to fund it anymore. Like, this bill needs funding now. This whole Biden era aspect, as far as with the kill switch, the advanced drunk and impairment driving prevention technology, it needs money to go forward. Because this was going to be a federal mandate that Biden put together that was going to be mandated in all new production vehicles. This is going to be like the auto start, auto off, start stop button that's now being removed from cars because it's ruining the starters, ruining the batteries, ruining everything on these cars now. I had a buddy the other day. He's had a Chevy 1500, and he bought it for his wife, and they've been driving it. It has a nice lift on it, and they had an issue. It's under warranty. They took it to the dealership, and they had to put a whole new starter in, a whole new starter, a new battery. The truck's only like 3 years old, still under warranty. And he goes, what's going on with this? And they said, well, this is that Biden-era BS that just came up. And basically, this actually started with Obama, if I'm not mistaken. Biden kept it going. And it was the EPA and their infinite stupidity. Because remember, the EPA doesn't ever do anything that's actually functional in most cases. It really doesn't. If they would, they would have shut down DuPont decades ago. Let's just be real. They go in and they basically like to just come up with erroneous things that are just off the wall, just completely arbitrary. By the way, we're going to put a start-stop feature on a car, so every time it comes to a complete stop, it's just going to shut off. And it's annoying. I had one of my Jeep. I had bought a 2018 Jeep Wrangler Rubicon years back, and it was one of the first prototypes that Jeep did as far as installing that button. And it got so bad with the way the car was functioning, I actually went in and had a guy that had a tuning system, tuner, we plugged in, and we tuned it out of it. We pulled that entire thing out of it. Because it wouldn't, as soon as my tires would stop, I mean, I'm talking like barely come to a complete stop at a stop sign, Jeep would shut off. Boom. And at first it creeped you out, because you think it died. You think it feels like the engine dies, because it does. You're driving, and as soon as the tires come to barely complete stop, the motor shuts off. Well, as soon as you let off the brake, it starts up again. Well, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to realize if that behavior continues to go on with a vehicle all day, every day, for years on end, you're going to have tens of thousands of restarts on that motor that shouldn't even have to have happened, meaning the starter and the battery system is going to constantly be taking attacks. So what's happened is now that's off, and they wanted to put this funding back in for this drunk driving bill, and the doggone Republicans sided with them to fund it. Now, I don't know what in the world's going on and why these guys are so compromised, because anybody, even DeSantis, came out and he said, this is insane. This is the most tyrannical thing we've ever watched in our lives. The government is now going to monitor you inside your car if you're basically inebriated, and then we're going to shut the car off on a whim if we feel like it, because we're government. We do what we want. This whole thing is unbelievably crazy that it got funding again, and it shows you who really is running behind the scenes, because in most cases, it's these big tech companies. Because you got to think, who's going to be maintaining the software on this? It's going to be AI. It's got to have AI in it, right? Because there's no way for this to function properly without AI or artificial intelligence, because it's going to have to continually monitor 24/7, 365 inside your vehicle at all times. And monitor what you're doing, what you're saying, how you're acting, if you're slurring your words, if your eyes are dilated, if you're slurry, if your vision's, if you're choppy, your eyes are chopping. This is creepy technology to install in a car and then say, we're going to give a tech company in conjunction with the government the ability to utilize this. And if they see fit, they're just going to shut your car down. Well, what happens if you're exhausted in the middle of the night and your wife's pregnant? And you're going to go to the midwife, the hospital in the middle of the night. You wake up, you're 3 a.m., shook, get in the car. Oh, sorry, our AI's deemed it that your eyes are basically dilated, or your blur, your vision, or your way your behaviors, you know, it's inebriated. So we're shutting your vehicle off now. You can't drive. Law enforcement's being dispatched, and you're like, I just woke up. I've only slept 2 hours. My wife's pregnant. I got to go to the midwife. Sorry, AI's detected an anomaly here. This behavior's bizarre. It's 3 a.m. Highly likely you're inebriated. We're shutting your car off. I mean, that is one analogy among thousands that you could put in place why this is a horrible decision to have happening. But yet, once again, you have these Republicans that they're being controlled by somebody over somewhere. And be this tone, this has to go on the books. And so something that I'm really displeased with on these guys, and we'll see how well this gets funded, because the problem that I have with it is there's so many scenarios where this goes horrifically wrong and not good at all. I mean, that's the thing about it, right? There's very few scenarios where this thing's actually going to work perfectly and somebody's going to knowingly get in their car with a breathalyzer system in it, with AI monitoring you, knowingly get in drunk and try to drive. The vast majority is going to be false positive. So, again, I digress. Got a lot more articles to cover, but that was something that somebody emailed me over the weekend, actually two emails, asking about the kill switch. And I want to explain it a little bit better on here. When the government gets in the ability to start telling you when you can travel freely, unmolested on your way until it deems it so, I mean, what happens when tech company ties in with this AI in the car, right? And all of a sudden they go, well, you violated their terms and conditions by making a comment about a certain country you're not allowed to talk about. Your vehicle's now been shut down for 24 hours until we can review it. But it's only for being inebriated is why the vehicle shuts down. Yeah, but it's kind of not. It's kind of like for whatever we want to use it for. So interesting time to be alive. This is another article here. It's a very sad story. It says 8-week-old dies of SIDS one day after routine vaccine. Now, my condolences to family on this. I wish, quite frankly, I could say that this is an anomaly. This doesn't happen. Unfortunately, this is a very common occurrence. It says the death of an 8-week-old UK boy who's found unresponsive in his crib one day after receiving his routine shot vaccine has now been attributed to SIDS. The baby's death certificate and inquest did not list the course of death. It basically stated SIDS. And this is something that I told you guys was almost unheard of all the way into the 80s and 90s. It just didn't exist. It was very, very rare that a baby just suddenly dies. And you can't think, there's no pinpointing. You can't figure out a reason why. And the term sudden infant death syndrome, SIDS, didn't come about until after the Vaccine Protection Act in 1986. Because what happened is they had to figure out a way to list something down as a cause of death after these shot schedules. And people go, that's a conspiracy. It's not. You look it up. They started having so many sudden infant deaths, they had to start contributing to something, so they had to coin a name for it. They said, basically, according to the son, Ruben Curie was born December 17th. His mother, Scarlett, found him unresponsive during the overnight hours. He did not respond to efforts to revive him. Sad, but the day before his passing, the mom said, I'd taken him to get his vaccines, and he did not like them there very much. That's normal for a baby, though. However, the next day, never woke up. And so this is another reason why I've said for so many times, do your own research with these kids and these shots and make your own decision, because there's been too many times this has happened. I've told you guys repeatedly, there is no developed immune system in a baby. There's not. There's zero. Before about 18 months, the immune system is so unresponsive and so undeveloped that it makes absolutely no sense, especially giving 6, 7, 8 different virus vaccines to a newborn like this, or a couple week old, or even a couple month old, when the ability for them to actually have any type of exposure to these diseases is virtually impossible. Virtually impossible. Do you have a child exposed to diphtheria, pertussis, tetanus, you know, basically measles, mumps, rubella, you know, hepatitis, COVID, all at one time? That's impossible. But yet, they say, oh, it's normal routine shot schedule. This is why RFK has been pulling these shots down. This is why the CDC is restructuring. And this is why I told you guys yesterday, the pediatricians, American Academy of Pediatricians, they've now got themselves wrapped up in a RICO Act because of what they've done now over the last decades and trying to force parents to get these shots, encourage these pediatricians to make an insane amount of money off these shots, and to turn around and get bonuses on having 100% shot schedule as far as kids that basically comply with the shot schedule. And then this goes to the next story on here. That's an HPV one. I'm coming to this one, the HPV vaccine. This is even another one. But this one says, not much we can do. Vaccine makers lash out at RFK Jr. as sales slide. Surprise, surprise, guys. This NRC here says drug industry executives are lashing out at RFK, tightens vaccine standards, reexamined childhood shot schedules, demands what he calls gold standard science. I'm seriously frustrated, Pfizer CEO said of Kidney Exchange, which are cutting U.S. vaccine sales and slowing new trials. Oh, my gosh. God forbid you don't make $10 billion this year off your vaccines maiming and killing children. Gosh, that'd be horrible, right? You guys don't make $10 billion this year? Your net profit goes down to $2 billion on vaccines? Oh, the travesty. Since the vaccine industry executives are publicly blaming RFK for stock prices. Huh. Funny how that happens when people wake up and stop injecting their kids with poison. They asked, what would need to change to move vaccine discussions forward? Pfizer Albert Bourla answered, the Secretary of Health. Bourla has emerged as Kennedy's most critical, vocal, basically calling him anti-science. Now, what's so funny is, if you always notice, anytime these CEOs from these vaccine manufacturers, anytime they don't get anything they want at all times on a silver platter, with somebody saying, here, master, can you have some more money? Can you take some more money? They get unbelievably mad. They love to do whatever they want to do, and they basically have run the FDA for decades. We've seen this. I mean, COVID is a perfect example. You know, Operation Warp Speed. Didn't matter what the shot did. Didn't matter side effects. Didn't even matter the botched clinical trials that allegedly were only 3 months. Didn't matter. Emergency use authorization. You're approved. Oh, this guy's shot's approved. Pfizer made tens of billions of dollars, if not hundreds of billions in aggregate, just with the COVID shot. And yet now Albert Bourla is coming out saying, I can't believe this is happening. I can't believe this is happening now. We're not making enough money on these shots getting these kids injected. And what's interesting now, as they said at the J.P. Morgan Healthcare Conference in San Francisco earlier this month, Bourla warned that Kennedy's influence is driving vaccination rates down and we're going to have a massive disease risk. So stupid. The interesting part about it is, so what's the other option, Albert Bourla? I like asking both sides of the narrative, right? What's the other side of the, what's the other side of the coin? We continue to keep doing what we're doing. We increase autism rates to a level exponential we've never witnessed before. We go one in one. One out of two have autism. And where we go? We go, we have so many autoimmune diseases and so many allergy issues and so many health problems in children, but we just keep giving them shots. Keep doing it, doing it. I mean, it's very clear, but I've heard the quote with Einstein, that basically the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and over and over and over and over again and expecting different results every time. We're giving kids more shots, adding more shots, doing more shots. The kids are getting sicker. They're in the hospital more often. They're on antibiotics more often. The rates of tonsillitis, and basically having tonsils removed in ears as far as tubes being put in ears, is at a rate we've never witnessed. A lot of people don't want to talk about that. They're talking about autism and stuff, which is a huge topic. But the level of basically these issues we're seeing with adenoids removed, tonsils removed, tubes in ears. I mean, almost every time I talk to somebody now with kids, they're having health problems and basically going and having all these shots all the time. Invariably, almost all the time now, it's standard procedure. They give them the shots, massive inflammation markers. The body starts fighting itself. The body starts fighting all these basically viruses that are in its system. They start having massive issues with the tonsils, massive issues with the adenoids, massive issues with the ears up. They have to continue to put them on antibiotics, and they go, we need to remove them. Remove adenoids, remove tonsils, put ears, tubes in the ears. I can't tell you how many times I've heard that protocol. Hundreds, and that's not an exaggeration, hundreds. And then the parents go, well, I don't know what to do. My kid's got tubes on their ears. He's 4 years old. He's had an adenoids removed. He's tonsils removed. And now he's still sick all the time, even worse. And I'm like, and I don't like to be sarcastic all the time, but I kind of want to look at parents sometimes and I go, you know, the adenoids, the tonsils. You know, maybe God didn't make a mistake when he put those in your body. Oh, man, crazy concept. Maybe they were there for a reason. Maybe they're inflaming and maybe they're having all this swelling because of what you're injecting into the child every 3 months and the immune system and the body can't physically handle it. It's going into overload. Maybe, just maybe, you need to take a look at what you're putting in the child's body to determine what's causing those outcomes. It's not normal or standard procedure to just start taking organs out at 1 and 2 or 3 years old. Newsflash! I'm not trying to get all amped up here. It's Monday. I'm trying to bring you guys a nice show. But I'm like, the concept eludes people. So again, this is the global vaccine growth that they've tried to push with Albert Bourla. And while we continue to watch all these other things happen behind the scenes, these guys are unbelievably mad that they're not getting their shots as far as on the schedule. Also, too, in other news, this is something I was going to cover here. Where was it at? Oh, there it is. NVIDIA ramps up CoreWeave investment, another $2 billion to accelerate AI factory build-outs. This is wild. They're adding more than 5 gigawatts of AI computing capacity by 2030. This builds an existing agreement under which NVIDIA is committed to buy more than $6 billion in services from the firm through 2023. Demand for AI continues to grow exponentially, and the need for compute has never been greater. To help meet the demand, NVIDIA and CoreWeave are deepening their infrastructure, software, and platform alignment. Now, I've told you guys this. This whole system that they're starting to put together, a lot of people are pushing back in these rural areas. I've seen numerous articles now, and I'll try to cover one later. I had one pulled up, see if I can find it again. It was going into detail how a lot of these areas, they're buying up this land for pennies on the dollar because it's properties out in, you know, rural areas. Nobody uses as much. It's not worth as much. And they're going in and putting these centers in, and they're sucking all the water out of the area because these things need massive cooling systems. They're pulling all the power off the grid, and suddenly it's the residents' responsibility. Oh, that's y'all's problem now. You got to figure out how to get more water and how to get more power. You know, NVIDIA takes priority over everything. No, how about the citizens have been paying taxes there? Should have priority over everything. That's a concept that eludes a lot of these city commissioners. Why? Because they get paid. A lot of them get paid by the table. Heard it, seen it, know about it. Not going to put names out there, but yeah. Oh, we need to know the subdivision in here with 2,000 houses in it on the side of a two-lane road. Well, We don't have any more fire departments out here. Yeah, I know. We don't have any law enforcement out here. Yeah, I know. We don't even have any turning lanes. This is a two-lane road. It's old Orange Grove Road. Yeah, I know. Yeah, approve it. Approve 2,000 houses go right here. Where's everybody going to drive in the morning? You have one lane that comes out of the subdivision onto a two-lane road now. I don't know. Y'all figure it out. That's a you problem. I'm like, no, it's actually a you problem because we pay your stinking salary and you guys are the ones that we voted for to handle this, and now you guys are compromised and taking money from developers to build out property that shouldn't have it on there without infrastructure expansion. Fit Food's good. Fit Food with purple sticks. I actually went with the vanilla this morning. I didn't have any chocolate. Unless I'm not drinking chocolate this morning. But the vanilla with the purple stick, it's actually really good because you get that acai, that purple flavor, that fruit flavor with it. With the vanilla, actually tastes like a smoothie. I haven't done this in a long time. It's actually very delicious. And while I'm drinking another shake real quick right now, because I'm getting rather thirsty, and I like my protein shake in the morning, I'll click on here, and you guys can look at the Fit Food, which we have the three-pack special on as well right now for our New Zealand Way. On what is it off here? So we got a discount on it. We all do a pretty big discount with these, considering you're buying three cans of it, and you get free shipping, which is great as well on here. And so, yeah, be sure to check that out on the site. We have lots of three packs. Most of the products that are popular that we have, we'll put three packs together on them. So you can go in if you want to stock up on stuff. You go in and basically have it already discounted, free shipping, ready to go. And the only thing is on a lot of those three packs, we don't have the auto ship available with the discount on top of it. However, what I might actually end up doing here is we have to modify it a little bit. So I'm actually going and have an auto ship option. It just won't have a discount because it's already a three-pack special. But obviously, on our regular products, we do offer the auto ship and subscribe and save. If you look right here, like the Magnesium Brain Food, you can deliver it every 4 weeks, 6 weeks, 8 weeks, or 12 weeks. And you get 5% off on top of the discount, or on top of the regular price of it. And then obviously, if you order a couple cans, you get the free shipping. I've got a lot of customers now that have put together kind of their custom bundle, and they'll have 3, 4, 5, 6 products. They'll subscribe on them, and every 4, 6 weeks, boom, it hits our order bank. It gets shipping labeled. We send it out same day, and you don't even have to think about it. Set it and forget it, especially these products. I've told a lot of people this, especially the products if you're using them for like blood sugar regulation, you're trying to get off certain types of drugs or certain situations like that via your doctor's advice, not giving you any medical advice or pharmaceutical advice. That if you're trying to come off of them, you got to make sure you stay consistent with supplementation, especially when it's certain products like, you know, berberine or cinnamon extract. If you're taking a product that's working for something, if it's making good results, if you're having a good response from it, you've got to stay consistent with it. You know, I've had people before where they take something and they run it for a month and they get great results. They're like, yeah, awesome, working great, feeling good. Well, like 2 or 3 months later, I see them and I'm like, how you feeling? Oh, I don't know, I'm feeling all right. I ran out of product I never got anymore. I can't make it any easier. Just click a button, subscribe, and save. You don't have to think about it. It just shows up at your door that we can keep everything regulated and healthy. So, again, I make it as easy as possible for everybody, and I continue to try to make sure everybody has the highest quality supplements because if I can make them any better, I would. Another news story now says after years of pushing the HPV vaccine is safe and effective, the CDC is now taking a closer look. This is, again, RFK Jr. doing this. I mean, I got to give credit where credit is due. You can't, this is not what happened without him. So for the past 20 years, vaccine advisors from the CDC approached the HPV vaccine, strengthened uptake, and added new indications. Now the agency has covered a new work group to re-examine the vaccine from the ground up, its effectiveness, dosing, safety, and long-term population impact. This is huge because if you guys know, one of the main issues you see now with HPV vaccine side effects is essentially neurological problems. A lot of women have been partially paralyzed from it, can't function properly. You've seen the videos. You've seen the news interviews. This has been going on for decades now. And it's something that kind of has been hushed up. Nobody wants to discuss it. Everybody's going, well, no, it's you know, they're not correlated. They're absolutely correlated because the side effects that a lot of these women have exhibited that they've done basically interviews on is the same side effects that they literally told everybody, these are possible after you get the shot. Be aware of them. Guillain-Barre, that is one of the most common side effects of HPV in clinical trials. And yet, it's one of the most common in the real world. It goes on to say here, says the CDC has convened a new work group to re-examine the vaccine from the ground up look at this here. The work group led by Massachusetts Institute of Technology Professor Retzel Levy said for much of the past 20 years, the approach to APV vaccination has followed a trajectory of expanding eligibility. So they're just trying to force more people to get the shot. Now they're saying they're looking at the side effects from it, and they said the notion that HPV vaccines together with screening programs and education responsible can reduce HPV without having to inject all these young kids with it. They went on to say here that a lot of the side effects as far as from these shots are massive. Modified intensities, it says, effects of HPV vaccines on the incidence of cervical, vulval, vaginal diseases and infection. Safety questions begin to surface now. They said one longstanding concern that emerged is that most pre-licensure trials use Merck's proprietary aluminum adjuvant. I talked about this years ago. I'm going to cover it again. It used the proprietary aluminum adjuvant as the placebo, limiting the ability to generate clean comparative safety data. So this is what they always do in some cases, like with this with HPV. They love to do this. They take an aluminum adjuvant, which is going to elicit an enormous inflammatory response in the body. That's the placebo. The other group, they give the actual HPV shot to, which also has the aluminum adjuvant. Aluminum is one of the main properties that's causing a lot of these side effects from neurological issues. Aluminum is a neurotoxin. Let's be clear on that. It's a neurotoxin. It's no neurotoxin. It is not safe at all in any forms of the brain. Yet, we're not ingesting it in just food. We're not ingesting it in just pots and pans, aluminum pots and pans. You're taking it, and you're having it in an injection, and you're putting it right into the muscle tissue. It goes right into the blood system, goes right to the brain. It says another unresolved issue they examined is a residual DNA contamination detected in Gardasil vaccines. Regulators have repeatedly said the levels pose no risk, but the conclusion rests largely on the theoretical threshold. To data, no clinical trials has specifically tested the safety of residual DNA in these products. The renewed focus comes against the backdrop of litigation over alleged Gardasil-related injuries, which have intensified scrutiny on how safety signals were assessed and how uncertainties were communicated among approval. And this is something that I really hope gets more traction and they start covering this, because this is one of those shots, once again, that causes a significant amount of side effects. They manipulated it, again, in the pre-licensure trials using aluminum adjuvant. And you can click right here if you want to look at it. This goes back to a couple of years ago. It says Merck misled participants in Gardasil HPV vaccine trial. Women were told the placebo in the trial was inactive and that the vaccine's adjuvant had been safety tested. Both were untrue. This came out in the International Journal of Risk and Safety in Medicine, right here, found that Merck seriously misled the participants in the trial for the HPV vaccine and compromised their right to informed consent. This seems to be a common place right here. It says researchers found the recruitment materials and informed consent forms given to volunteers in the trial contained misleading information, leading them to believe that the study's placebo was saline inactive substance, which was untrue. Instead of injecting saline in the placebo, the study actually contained a proprietary adjuvant called amorphous aluminum hydroxyphosphate, sulfate, as AAHS. The consent form stated one half the participants will receive the vaccine, while the other half will get the placebo vaccine, meaning a vaccine without active substance, leading participants to believe the placebo was inactive. They went on to say here, unknown contents. Aluminum found in adjuvants is a known neurotoxin, I just said it, which is used in vaccines to induce a stronger immune response, but AAHS, the aluminum found in these shots, is more potent than traditional aluminum adjuvants, which have been used for vaccines for decades. Merck claims the new AAHS proprietary formula has refused to provide samples to any independent researchers for testing, so the full composition of AAHS remains unknown. Think about that for a second. It still remains unknown. Even after this shot is on the market, even after the FDA has given the shot approval, they do not have a requirement to have that aluminum, basically, formula that they have together to be tested by anyone. Nobody knows what's in it, even the FDA. They don't even know what's in it. It's proprietary. It's our own formula. Really? And you're just going to shoot at millions of people now? Something to think about there. Because, again, at the end of the day, you got to ask yourself the question. Who benefits? What are they hiding? And why in the world is it okay now to basically start doing this and everybody's supposed to be just normal with it? And informed consent is a real thing. You have a right to know what's being injected into your body. A full 100% transparent, active right to know. Not, well, It's a placebo with a proprietary formula. You have no idea what's in it, but it's safe. I mean, they told us the shot was safe and effective, too, with COVID. We saw how big of a joke that was. Put that out there. Also, too, in other news, this is something that goes back to healthcare now. This is an interesting report, and I was reading about this last night. And it says how the expanded Obamacare made premium spiral and Americans dependent. Exactly what the goal was. It says the COVID-19 era stimulus package caused Obamacare enrollment to skyrocket, increased dependency and fraud, and further destabilized the health market. 24 states now, look at this map, 24 states have more zero premium enrollees than qualified residents. Meaning there are more people in the state that essentially have $0 premiums with qualifying residents. This is how they've got so many people. Florida's one of the worst states, by the way. Surprise, surprise on that. As far as making it unattainable for most people to get real health insurance in a pricely manner if you have any type of income. And so what they've done now is they've manipulated the market in order to fund this stuff. And this is what the big shutdown was about. Last year, if you remember, Lutz was the topic on this, was the funding of this Obama-era healthcare system that's continually got more and more people involved in the medical-industrial complex. It says expanded enrollment here. It says the Congress responded to the COVID-19 pandemic by passing the American Rescue Plan Act in 2021. The $1.9 trillion spending bill is intended to provide relief and spark economic recovery. It caused massive hyperinflation. Via look at silver and gold now. As far as what's been happening, has they been so suppressed? They're actually showing what real inflation looks like. I talked to a friend of mine over the weekend. And of course, gold and silver got brought up. We're at the Rolex 24. And I said, what's happened is now is all this inflation that you see everywhere, and the houses and the cars and the cost of goods and food everywhere, that's creeped up because of the trillions of dollars they did, including this bill and many others during COVID, and just absolutely ruined the value of the dollar. It just went down more and more and more. Gold and silver during this time, if you remember, didn't do a whole lot. Didn't do a lot. And the markets were so manipulated. Everybody was so focused on paper markets, on basically the stock market, on making money doing this and this and this and this. Gold and silver kind of got overlooked. They didn't. They got overlooked. Nobody really cared. Ah, whatever. Inflation can't be that high because gold and silver are always a hedge to inflation. It's always been the name, always been the call, but they're not going up, so inflation can't be that bad. What happened was that continued to be suppressed artificially through paper shorts. Oh, we're closing on 1,000 ounces of gold. Not closing on 1,000 physical ounces because nobody's taking 1,000 physical ounces because nobody cared about it. Everybody just wanted to make a couple dollars on a short or on a long and got paid, got their money out, done. What's happened is now, all this stuff started to happen with the era of these AI data centers and these contractors started putting, I know a lot of these development of contractors in Florida, and these electricians started putting in these massive bids. Hey, we need 100,000 ounces of silver for this. We need 500,000 ounces of silver for this. We got to get in basically silver cable, silver conduit, all these different things they're doing, copper, so forth. All of a sudden, everybody goes, all right, well, you put the bid in at 30 an ounce. I can't get it, bro. What do you mean can't get it? I've heard this conversation. I can't get it. The cheapest I'm getting to you is 45 an ounce on this. Spot's 30. Yeah, I'm good luck. Okay, tell that to the guys that are putting it together for me. They're not giving it to you for 30, brother. It's 45. I need it. Okay, write it up in the bid. I've seen this happen now. And all of a sudden they go, hey, I can't get it for 45 anymore. Well, I'm locked in for that. Yeah, that's your contract for that. You said you put in a second bid now. It's going to be 60. 60? Spot's only 38. Yeah, I know. You want physical. You need 500,000 ounces for this next development contract for the AI center. I'm telling you what the price is. Price it out. Best price you're going to get. And so what happened is everybody all of a sudden went, oh, my gosh. Inflation really happened to gold and silver. They just shorted it for years and made you think it didn't. That's why you're watching it explode right now at such an exponential level. This is not a good thing. It's great for everybody who's got investments in it. It's great for us. But it's also really creepy because you're actually seeing the real devaluation of the dollar. For thousands of years, you've always seen gold be pretty consistent on what it can buy. They always said for the longest time, 1 ounce, even back in the Western days, 1 ounce gold piece would get you a really nice custom suit. That was always the basis that I've heard people talk about. I never really understood it until I got older. It's a really nice custom suit which, you know, was like $1,000, $2,000 not that long ago. You know, gold ounce eagle. We'll get you about that. What's happened is now the cost of everything is continuing going up, 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 up. And now the market's been so controlled and they've manipulated for so long that it's actually caught up and now it's exploding for what the real prices are. And you're starting to see this escalate. And so is gold and silver, are they going to have a correction at some point? More than likely, everything does, especially when you hit certain thresholds and people start moving physical. You know, 100 ounce ceiling. I told you guys 2 months ago, silver, I said, it's going to hit 100 at some point. Once it broke 50, I was like, it's done. It'll hit 100. And now, of course, it's over 100 now. It's like 109 this morning on it. Where's the ceiling? I have no idea. This is all uncharted territory for everybody. Anybody's telling you they know 100% this is what it's going to go to. It's sell here, it's sell here, it's sell here. I don't make those predictions. I'll just tell you right now on the trajectory of what it's doing for contracts and AI and centers and physical, it definitely had to hit 100. Where it goes from here, I don't know. Some people claim 150. Some people claim 350. Some people are saying the U.S. Mint has the silver eagles for 169. I saw that. Let me clarify that. Those are for, like, basically the spot, the things, the MS-70 ones, the high-graded, perfect condition, encapsulated ones for 169. That's not 169 to get U.S. Silver Eagles. Now, granted, if this trend continues to keep going over the next month or two, you might see them actually going with spot premiums on it at 169 on the open market. We're not there yet. However, it doesn't seem like we're that far off anymore. So something to just be aware of, because I was looking at that earlier. And as far as on the continuous contracts, and where did I pull it up here earlier on the futures? Yeah, gold's at 111 this morning. And was not that one. Let me see here. 112 this morning. So, I mean, it just hit 112. You know, where it's going to stop, I don't know. But everybody's realizing this is what happens when you start having a massive devaluation of the dollar. And the thing is, silver and gold through COVID, through the inflationary market of the cars, when cars were going for 30, 40, 50% over for no reason at all those markers were natural responses to massive money getting injected in the market. That was actually normal. When you start injecting trillions of dollars, stuff starts hyperinflating. At an exponential rate. Houses did. Cars did. Everything did. You know, one thing that never really went up during COVID significantly? Gold, silver. Because they manipulated it. They couldn't manipulate the houses as much or the cars as much as far as from stopping the inflationary rate because everybody was buying them. They were taking physical delivery. You take physical delivery of a car. You take physical delivery of a house. Nobody was taking delivery of gold and silver because everybody thought it was a relic back then. So they were like, whatever. I don't need any of that. I'm going to go buy my Honda Civic for $50,000. I'm going to pay a $20,000 denim on a Civic because that would be a great value in 3 years. Horrible value. Be very, very cautious of a lot of stuff as far as when people start telling you to get into it because the car market now has gotten very, very strange. Dealers, a lot of dealers are hurting for cash. I had an incident happen last week. I had to handle it. My grandma, great, love her. She had a dealership basically try to rip her off. It was basically a Honda dealership up in Leesburg. And they came in and basically said, you know, she brought it in for service, right? And they came back and said, well, you have a $3,000 bill. I've got the repair order. $3,000. It needs new fuel injectors. It needs new timing. It needs all this. And I looked at it because I had them send it to me because she called me up about it. I called them up and said, what is this? $3,000 repair order for a Honda Accord, 2018. Perfect shape. Doesn't have any problems at all. No one knows. $3,000 to repair it. So we've made your grandma a deal. They did this before they talked to me, and I backlogged it. They tried to buy the car from her for $3,000. And they said, well, we're going to buy the car for $3,000 because you can't afford this repair order. And she was going to do it. And I put a full stop and undid the entire deal because it was going through. And I told her, I said, what is wrong with you guys? I said, she's 90 years old. I said, this is why I'm here, to prevent scoundrels from you from doing stuff like this. The car's worth $10,000, $12,000 all day long on an open wholesale market. You're going to tell her you're going to give her $3,000 for it? They were already sitting in the auction. They already had it set up to go to the auction. I already had the decals on it, the car, the dealership. Gone. As soon as they got control of it, they were going to ship it in the auction. So they could go make $7,000, $8,000 on it. Per shape, not a single light on the dash. So I went over there and I said, I'm picking it up. The car is going away. If this is an issue, the law enforcement is going to get involved. If you have not released the vehicle, nobody's been paid. You guys don't have title to it. I have basically control of the title. You're not getting the car. You're not going to steal the car. Be very cautious with a lot of these dealerships right now, because I found out later on that this whole system they have now, they get people to come in. They give these older individuals who are on a fixed income these massive repair orders. I mean, a $3,000 repair order on a Honda Accord, just having no problems. We're just replacing the fuel injectors. I said, why? Well, it was running rough. It was running rough? I don't know. Maybe look at the fact that the gas has been in the tank for 8 months because she doesn't drive it. Maybe put some fuel additive in there, some fuel injector cleaner. I don't know. I'm not a mechanic, even though I've built tons of stuff and worked on stuff my whole life. Maybe the first thing I'm going to do is not go to replace fuel injectors on a car because it's running a little rough. I don't know, maybe. And so they put this bogus doctored invoice up. These people come in here, these older individuals, the cars are usually paid for, and they go, well, the car's only worth 12 grand. I can't afford the $3,000 repair order. I don't know what to do. Okay, we've sent a $3,000 check right now. And they literally have an entire circuit they do up there, and they cycle cars at the auction every Monday, Tuesday. They put them on a truck, send them to the auction, make $5,000, $6,000, $7,000 on these cars they practically stole, and they literally have an entire market on it now. So I say this as a warning. Be very, very cautious with these dealers. And a lot of times, this is how they handle it. Or they'll do this all the time, too, with pre-service inspection. You'll take it in there to trade it in. They come back and say, we can only give you so much on trade because this is what the mechanic said, this slidey piece of paper. This is what the mechanic said needs to be done to it. Car's in perfect shape, doesn't need anything. No. Our dealers deemed it so. You've got to fix this if you want to have it. Or, you know, we'll take that off the bill. We'll just cut you a check for it on trade like this. And that's what they do all the time, all day long, because these dealers are getting unbelievably unscrupulous. They did it during COVID in a different way. They're doing it again to try to cover their cash flow and everything because a lot of them are so leveraged out because they lived off addendums and they got fat like hogs during COVID. And now they got to figure out how to keep their sales where they're at in an economy that's recorrected. So, again, want to give everybody a very, very big heads up on that. I tell you guys, I know a lot of dealers. I've worked with a lot of dealers. Some of them are great. Some of them are horrible. But be very cautious when you start getting involved with dealerships because the manipulation tactics are getting much, much worse. And so it's interesting here. There's an article that I brought up on gold. It says gold move follows silver's rise. Its own key level, 100 an ounce. Gold now costs more than 5,000 an ounce. Here's how it got to its milestone point. And it goes into detail and partially what's going on with the markets now. And they said now what's happened is, and this is what a lot of people told me, is the headlines matter. All the time you've seen the markets in the a lot of the stock market, the guys that run the markets, the guys that talk about it, these market watch, for years, market watch, they get dictated articles out, and they would say, well, gold's a relic. Here's why there's no reason to buy gold. I mean, I had articles say from years ago, say, it's nobody cares about gold anymore. Nobody cares about silver. Don't even bother with it. Don't even look at it. It doesn't matter. You need to put this stock. Why do you think the S&P's on the floor if it went for the top seven that are on there? People are pulling money out and they're going to gold and silver. And so what's happening is now they can't control the headlines because social media and everybody's talking about it. They're going, wow, this is really happening. Most people didn't even know anything. There's a video from a year and a half ago, this guy that owns a silver gold pawn shop. I've watched the video. And he had a big, like, king-size Snicker bar or a 10-ounce bar of gold. I kid you not. You can pull the video up online. And he was on the street interviewers, and he walk up to people, and he'd say, hey, do you want a king-size Snicker bar, or is this just heavy 10-ounce bar of gold? Invariably, almost every single person, it wasn't scripted, almost every single person took the king-size Snicker bar. And they said, I don't know what to do with the bar of silver. I'll take a Snicker bar. Back then, it was like silver was like 25 an ounce at the time. Most people didn't even know anything about it, unless you're in markets. Now, everybody's talking about it. I had somebody the other day, they don't even do anything with finance. They're like, hey, Austin, where should I buy silver? I'm like, well, I mean, if that's where you want to go now, that's your choice. Not giving you financial advice. But at the end of the day, yeah, I mean, it's make sure you're not getting ripped off because there's a lot. What you're going to see is a lot more places are going to start showing up with fake silver and fake gold. I'm telling you right now because the price is on them. And now that's why when you bring in big bars, they'll drill them. Silver Eagles, they got to test them. Gold Eagles, they got to test them now. Because I want to make sure that you're not getting any type of fraudulent coins because a lot of that's going to start circulating. Heads up, make sure you're getting them from a real place that you know you're getting physical delivery and you're not getting basically jammed up with some fake stuff that's either plated or whatever other they whatever other ways they try to do a lot of that stuff now. Now, there's one article here that I wanted to cover based on health. Let me pull it up here. So I had it pulled up. My computer's being a little weird on me. And that's with anything, not just silver and gold. That's why, like, at Health Masters, I give you guys the raw ingredients. We third-party assay test everything here at Health Masters. I try to do the best I can to make sure everything is as detailed and as open and as transparent as possible. A lot of people ask me that sometimes. They're like, gosh, in your ingredient list, you break everything down. I break it all the way down. Why? Because I don't want to have to try to explain it to you. Nutritional fact. Do your research. I want everybody to have informed consent. What am I putting in my body? What's it doing to me? And is that okay? And the answer is yeah. Magnesium thionate, patented brain food. I mean, it's what's in it. It's exact ingredients that are in it. I don't try to hide anything. Proprietary blends drive you up the wall. I've done them a couple times with formulas that I've utilized. And in most cases, variably, I didn't even like them as most kids because I wouldn't even go to test them. And I couldn't even get the full formula together on it. Because I'm sitting there trying to figure out what exactly is in it. And I just don't like it. And a lot of companies now have relied on that. And I tell you this so many times. If you've got a company and they're making a product with proprietary blends, ask them for a full breakdown ingredient list all per milligram dosage per ingredient. And I will guarantee you, 99.9% of the time, that company will never come through. They may tell you they are, but they will never come through with a true verified nutritional sheet showing you what's in there. Because so many times, that's how these companies hide behind it. They put these high ingredients. Oh, it's got trans resveratrol in it. It's got buffered vitamin C. It's got this. And you're like, wow, formula looks great. They advertise these names. They put them on the bottle. They put them in their ads. They put them on their website. So you look at them, you're like, oh, that's a good product. That's a good product. It's got 1,900 milligrams proprietary blend. Well, legally, per supplement label requirements, it only has to show up 1 milligram. 1 milligram of that ingredient, and it's technically in there now. And it's not a lie. It's a proprietary blend. It's got that in there. So be sure to look that up. There's another one here now, and it's talking about ashwagandha. A lot of people, you know, constant stress, mood, people that are having issues regulating their emotions. I know that's a big problem now with a lot of people. People start stressed with certain areas, so they start basically getting really, really angry at certain things for no reason whatsoever. They constantly walk around with their feelings on their sleeves. I get it. Everybody has a bad day. But at the end of the day, you got to be able to control and regulate it. I mean, Bruce Lee made a comment. I'll see if I can find the quote here in a second. And he talked about that. He said, if you constantly are going around having an emotional response to every single little thing that every single person says to you all the time, you will never be in control of your attitude or mood. Because every single thing that you do is based on how other people talk to you or respond to you or act. Sometimes people say stuff that's rude. Sometimes people are offensive. Some people say stuff that's just like, okay. If you constantly are going, oh my God, he said this to me. Oh, he said this to me. I'm offended by this now. You made a comment that I don't like. Somebody says something to me, like, Austin, you're being rude. I'm like, all right, my apologies for being rude, but I'm telling you what it is. My delivery may not be very nice, but if you make a comment to me and I respond back to you, okay, whatever. If I offended you, so be it. I apologize. My transgressions ever did so offend you. But sitting there constantly running around, saying unbelievably mad every time somebody makes a comment to you isn't really good for your health, nor is it good for your cortisol. Ashwagandha, the science-backed adaptogenic for stress, cortisol, mood, and restorative sleep. Growing concerns about chronic stress, shallow sleep, emotional burnout, and long-term effects of elevated cortisol has pushed many people to search for natural tools that can help rebalance the body. Ashwagandha was designed for exactly this problem. That's why we have pure ashwagandha formula in by itself, and we also have the cortisol buster with the ashwagandha added to it with multiple other adaptogens. You can take both of those together, by the way, because ashwagandha you can take in high doses. I've done it many times. It said the 60-day clinical trial, researchers enrolled in 60 adults experiencing high stress, clinically measurable anxiety, and then divided them in three groups. Basically, the Shoden group, or 60, 120 milligram, and a placebo group. The study carefully measured multiple validated stress and mood markers, including the Hamilton Anxiety Rating Scale. The results were striking. Individuals taking Shoden, which basically is the form of ashwagandha they had, even at lower dose, experienced dramatic improvements in anxiety, stress, perception, emotional well-being, and psychological cortisol patterns. Researchers know that the magnitude of these improvements is usually high for plant-based intervention, highlighting the potency of essentially what is in this product with the ashwagandha and the raw ingredients that are better emotional resilience, better emotional control, improved ability to cope with stress, more steady mood throughout the day, fewer episodes of tension and irritability. In plain terms, the body's internal stress volume turns down, making everyday challenges feel far more manageable. If something happens, you're okay, whatever. And it's because the issue you run into is your behavior may make somebody else mad, but then all of a sudden it has a domino effect. Then they start acting more brazen, more bizarre, because now they're mad that you made a comment they don't like, and everybody else starts getting irritated because everybody's fighting all the time. Sometimes you got to take a step back and go, I'm not going to wear my emotions on my sleeves all the time. I'm not going to constantly be offended by every single minor comment that somebody might make. And again, in most cases, that's a pretty good place to start to get to, because if you go through the whole day constantly angry about what anybody says to you, because in some cases you got to show the question, if they're making a comment about something, why are you getting so angry about it? Is it because it's true? You know, you make a comment and say, hey, this is going on. What's going on with this? Person gets unbelievably mad. Well, why are you getting so mad about it? What triggered that? And take a step back and evaluate it. But again, this is one of the reasons why we put together these formulas, and one of the reasons why our formulas outperform ordinary formulas on here. It says chronic stress disrupts vitally every major biological system. Restoring balance requires more than a calming sensation. It requires evidence-based support for the brain, adrenals, and cortisol regulation. Ashwagandha delivers the same extract in a clean, concentrated, highly bioavailable form for individuals seeking support to reduce stress, emotional balance, and deeper restorative sleep. Ashwagandha may be the perfect fit. My brother put this together for me in the last year on here, because a lot of times people are dealing with stuff mentally, family, business. There's stress going on all the time. I mean, it's life. But that's why I continue to try to give you guys different tools we can use to adapt. Like I've told you before, can I go and stop, you know, this Middle Eastern country from going around bombing everybody? No, I can't physically do anything about it. What I can do is I can focus on my energy. I can focus on my behavior. I can focus on my health. And I can also focus on my family's health and my children's health, and continue to encourage others to do the same and continue to help everybody in the best direction you can do. That's why I've continued to tell everybody, maintain your overall peace. Make sure you read the Bible. Make sure you're focused on things that are positive and good. Keep a positive mindset. It's really easy to wake up in the morning and be like, oh, man, oh, bother. Eeyore, I was younger, the old Winnie the Pooh shows. Oh, Eeyore, I lost my tail. Walks around always depressed all the time, always upset because something always happened to him. When you're a perpetual victim and you have that mindset where you have to deflect that on everybody else, I'm the victim, so everything you say is going to offend me. Everything that happens is because of this, this, and this. It will put you in a negative state. That's why you have to take a step back and say, it is what it is. I'm here. I'm doing the best I can. I'm keeping myself strong, my family strong, my children strong, and doing the best I can to focus on the things of God, the things that are positive, the things that are focused, the things that are goals, and to continually help other people achieve the same things if you possibly can. And that's what I like to do on this show here as far as the Brower Show. So thank you, my friends, for the support. Hope you enjoyed the show today. I'm about to make another shake. I'm getting really hungry. And that purple stick got me going. Usually running a solo, I'll keep running pretty good for an hour. And so if you guys need anything, Health Masters, be sure to check out the products, like I said, of the week, vitamin C, and vote. I'll tell you guys this. Your vote matters. I don't manipulate this stuff on here. Vote for what you want to see. I got 121 results right now on this roll. Wow, guys, 121, 122. I just realized that. I got some votes on this one. Let's see. Drum roll. What are the results? I don't know what happened. Must have been a B12 photo. Excellent C. What do I didn't update on there. Let me see what's going on here. Nope. Go to figure out what's going on with that product of the week. I don't know why it's got so many things on there. Thank you guys again for the support. Vitamin C is the winner, product of the week. You guys stay strong and healthy. Continue to get the truth out there. If you need anything, you know where to get a hold of us at healthmasters.com on the podcast news site as well. Be sure to check out the protocol kits at Basic Healthy Lifestyle Kit, the Immune System Support Kit, Spike Protein Survival Kit, and also, too, the Basic Immunity Builder. Lots of different things. And the Ultimate Fat Burn Kit, this is probably one of the most popular ones, regulates blood sugar, maintains proper glucose, accelerates fat loss, promotes sustained vitality for natural weight management. You take this in conjunction with a healthy diet, this will massively burn body fat and get your body composition back where it needs to be. So be sure to check that out on the protocol kits at healthmasters.com. And by the way, while you're at it, Make sure you leave us a review on any of the products that you like here at Health Masters as we continue to get feedback and love the feedback. Thank you again for the support, my friends. Stay strong, stay healthy as always. Have a blessed, safe, awesome night, and we'll talk to you again on this show tomorrow as always.